final question, which is, what do you think is the most relevant thing a community of practice for lifelong learning should offer and why? Well, here's what I would say. First of all, probably a very good explanation of what lifelong learning means, what it is, who it targets. I mean, who this particular nascent group or community it targets, because I think that's, again, the value proposition that will make or break the community, at least in its infancy. Secondly, I think it might be useful to maybe present a number of learning theories and approaches, because there are so many of them, and lifelong learning is actually, yeah, can be a very, very broad topic. So related to the definition, it might be good to actually show what are some of the theoretical, points or foundations that that this community of practice builds upon. Similarly, and thirdly, I think some learning methodologies could be also useful, because people are always looking for methods. So just giving away, you know, particularly pointing to existing resources would be something really quite valuable. Which leads me to my fourth point, which is it would be really good for this community of practice to explain what it has done in order to build upon what is already out there. Because it's very, very easy and very tempting, perhaps, for a lot of organizations and initiatives to come up with a new portal, a new community of practice. But there's actually so much out there already. And I think reinventing the wheel, while it does make sense to contextualize the work in a given environment sometimes, it actually is also really detrimental to ignore all the good work that has potentially been done before. So just, yeah, do your homework and look at what's out there. I think it might also be useful to have some to mention and share some useful approaches to develop lifelong learning life skills. So, I mean, I'm going to quote my hobby horses here, but I think facilitation is one of them. Maybe information management is another one, because I think we are all modern knowledge workers, and there's a number of these skills that would be really useful for people to know about and to get to practice. So perhaps even pointing to how can you develop these life skills for lifelong learning, they will really get you to the next level. Final couple of points is, I think it might be good to come up with some innovative ideas about why people might want to invest in this community, and maybe thinking about mechanisms like paying it forward, you know, like basically offering a service or dedicating some of your time and resources for the greater good, and hoping that they will also do the same, or something like that, because I think it's those kind of initiatives that really help communities of practice also move forward and be a bit different to what is out there already. I think it might be, I mean, for me this is really an essential feature, but I would also recommend some social and mental, whatever, motivation to go the extra mile with this community of practice. So it's really about making sure that there is some soul in this community of practice, something that will actually really appeal to the core of people, because it's usually this kind of almost metaphysical issues that really generate the enthusiasm and gather some momentum for certain communities of practice over others. So yeah, really think about that. And finally, I think it might be good to give some examples of how this community of practice has proven helpful to some people who are already members, because people who are a bit indecisive perhaps could find it useful to know about this. That's all I have to say. Thank you very much.